This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States and Germany advised their nationals in Afghanistan to avoid traveling to Kabul Airport on Saturday, citing security risks as thousands gather trying to flee the country almost a week after Taliban Islamists took control. Crowds have grown at the airport in the heat of the dust of the day over the last week, with mothers, fathers, and children pushed up against concrete walls in the crush as they seek to get a flight out. The Taliban have urged those without travel documents to go home. At least 12 people have been killed in and around the single runway airfield since Sunday, according to NATO and Taliban officials. The Taliban are still trying to hammer out a new government, and the group's co-founder, Mullah Baradar, arrived in Kabul for talks with other leaders on Saturday. The group's lightning advance across the country as U.S.-led forces pulled out, coinciding with German Chancellor Angela Merkel described on Saturday as the, quote, breathtaking collapse of the Afghan army, sparked a fear to overturn a harsh version of Islamic law the Taliban exercised when they were in power two decades ago. The U.S. has evacuated 2,500 Americans from Kabul over the past week, senior U.S. officials said on Saturday, adding that Washington was fighting against time and space to evacuate people from Afghanistan. Chad's government announced Saturday it has to halve its contingent in the multinational G5 Sahel force in the troubled Three Borders region of Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso, recalling 600 soldiers. Chad's 1,200-strong contingent was deployed there to fight the jihadists, part of a force to which all five of the Sahel region countries have contributed to since 2017. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Thousands of people demonstrated in the streets of France again on Saturday against the government's COVID-19 vaccination policies amid concern from rights groups about anti-Semitic sentiment in the protest movement. Saturday's protests were called for the sixth weekend in a row to denounce a new quote-unquote health pass system announced by President Emmanuel Macron that they see as unfairly restricting the rights of the unvaccinated. Under the system, introduced progressively since mid-July, anyone wishing to enter a restaurant, theater, cinema, long-distance train, or large shopping center must show proof of vaccination or a negative test. Around 200,000 people have marched in previous weekends, according to Interior Ministry figures, while organizers claim the real number is nearly double that. The government insists the pass is necessary to encourage vaccine uptake and avoid a fourth national lockdown, with the unvaccinated making up 8 or 9 out of every 10 COVID-19 patients admitted to the hospital. German police said Saturday thieves have made away with copper plates of, quote, significant material and historical value from the entrance buildings of Berlin's Victory Column Monument. Authorities in Berlin say repair workers had discovered that the, quote, big parts of the plates covering the roofs were missing on Friday. Local newspaper BZ reports the damage reached several hundred thousand euros and 3 of the 4 entrance buildings were hit. The Victory Column, standing in central Berlin, is one of the capital's most recognizable landmarks. Germany's monuments and museums have been hit by several high-profile threats in the last few years. Tensions in Haiti are rising on Saturday, 1 week after a devastating earthquake killed more than 2,000 people. Scant aid is arriving in the remote regions of the impoverished Caribbean nation. Most Haitians, whose homes and livelihoods were destroyed by the magnitude 7.2 quake that struck last Saturday morning, and many say they're unsure how to even start rebuilding. The official death toll from the earthquake stands at 2,189 people, with an estimated 332 still missing. But residents in towns across the southern rural countryside are still digging for bodies believed to lie underneath the rubble. Tens of thousands of homes are in ruins, leaving many families with no option but to sleep outside despite torrential downpours at night. Despair and frustration over the lack of aid began to boil over on Friday, with residents attacking aid trucks in multiple towns across the south. Again, the official death toll from last Saturday's quake is 2,189 people. Back in 2010, more than 200,000 were killed in an earthquake that the island is still recovering from. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.